With you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. A Sunday school teacher just finished her lesson and she wanted to make sure that the children got what she just taught them. So she asked them, "Now tell me what one must do first in order to obtain forgiveness." There was a pause of silence. Then a little boy raised his hand and shouted, "Sin." Now the teacher was asking them if they need to ask for forgiveness before they can receive forgiveness. But this student, he did not get it. He said, "First we have to sin before we receive forgiveness." Today, the gospel, Jesus asks us to forgive our enemies and to treat them well. And it is probably very difficult for all of us to do that. How can we love our enemies? When we are asked to do that, Jesus is not asking us to embrace our enemies and give that person a kiss. But Jesus asks us to forgive our enemies, to love, to forgive our enemies. So this gospel, as I reflect on the gospel today, I am reminded of the late cardinal from Vietnam. His name was Francis Nguyen Van Thuan. And he was, you know, right before the communists took over the country in 1975, just about a month before the communists took over, he was appointed coadjutor bishop of Saigon, which is the free country back then. And so when the communists took over, they took it as something planned from the West. Here, you know, someone was assigned to the Archdiocese of Saigon
right before the communists took over, what was the plan? So they arrested him and took him to prison, and he was in prison for 13 years. And 9 out of 13 years, he was in solitary confinement. And he said that sometimes he cannot see the light. And one time he saw this light through the hole, and he could not breathe, and so he used to breathe through that hole to get the air from the cell. And so he was in prison for 9 years in confinement, but total prison time for him, just because he was being assigned to that diocese before the communists took over, was 13 years. And he did not treat his enemies, the guards, the prison guards, he treated them very well. And guess what? The communists, they were communists. So little by little, slowly, he won them over. You know, they asked him to teach them foreign language. He was able to speak English, Latin, Spanish, and Italian, so a lot of, and French. So he was a smart man. So he taught them some languages, lessons, and he won them over. And some of them even asked him to teach them how to sing in foreign, in Latin. And he told them there are a lot of songs in Latin. And he named them all of the songs in Latin. And he said, tell me which one you want me to teach you. And they asked him to sing it to them. And then he sung each of the songs, and then they chose the song Veni, Veni Creator Spiritu, come Holy Spirit. And he said that it was a joy for him to hear the guard running down the hallway every morning singing, come Holy Spirit, you know, in Latin. And he treated them very well, and it was kind of like he was catechized them and taught them about the church. And he told them one time, you know, if you want to understand us, you know, maybe you can give me some papers and I will write out some words and explain it to you. So they gave him some paper, he wrote down some religious vocabulary, and he explained it to them. And some of them at the end asked him, so do you hate me? And he said, no, I love you. And they said, even if we mistreat you, he said, yes, I still love you. And then you will not shut for our families and hurt them when you get out. And he said, no, I still love you. And they asked him, why? He said, well, because I am Christian, I am Catholic, and that's what we're supposed to do, to love even our enemies. And that is the lesson. And my greatest privilege, I guess, or blessing of my trip couple weeks ago to Vietnam, and I happened to be at the church where he was under house arrest. Two Saturdays ago, I was in Vietnam, and I did not have any place to celebrate Mass, so I asked my friend in that diocese, I said, I will be visiting my family in this area. They said a church close by, and the priest said to me, yeah, there is a church close by, let me call the pastor. And he called the pastor in. And the pastor usually do not have Mass on Saturday evening because he had 5 different parishes. He'd take turns to go around. And so, but he welcomed me. He said, I could come and have Mass on Saturday evening. And so my friend said to me, oh, you will like this because this is where the late Cardinal Nguyen Phan Thuan was under house arrest. And it was a blessing to be right there in the site where he was under house arrest. They still have his bed, his desk, and books and vestments and everything in that little little house where he lived. And so it was a blessing for me. And so as I reflect on the gospel today, love our enemies. It's hard for us to do that, but I remind myself of the example of that cardinal from Vietnam that give us that hope that we can do that, we can love our enemies. Imagine people mistreat him in prison and he still loved them. He won them over. He said slowly it take time, but it could happen. And people converted, some of them converted, and some of them really liked the cardinal. So today we are also asked to love our enemies. And we can do that. With the help of God, we can give our enemies the love that they, at least we give them forgiveness. You know, sometimes we might not be able to love our enemies, but at least we can slowly, we start out with giving them forgiveness first, pray for them. And in time, once we are able to forgive them, we will be able to love our enemies. So we pray that God can give us the strength to do that, to be able to love our enemies as Jesus asks us to today.